Get ready for two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Dave Palumbo, John Romano. RxMuscle.com presents Heavy Muscle Radio. Watch out, bro! This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by ALR Industries. Visit ALRIndustries.com.
Welcome to another episode of Heavy Muscle Radio. My name is Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined by my co-host and elder statesman in crime, John Romano. John, it's another day past, and we're one more week closer to the NPC Masters Nationals, 2 weeks closer to the NPC USA Championships.
Yeah, it's all coming up. The Olympia's even around the corner.
Yeah, 11 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but I hate to say this, but it's like the summer's over already. It's amazing.
Well, it wasn't over today, Dave. It was the hottest day of the year, the day I had to move today.
Yeah, that's right. You had to put all your shit in that that little pod thing you in front of your house, correct?
Oh my God! And you know, inside the pod was, you know, it's got like a lucite or it's got a plastic roof so that, you know, it's opaque so that the light comes in.
Right.
But of course, it's not ventilated, so it's 97 outside and it's about 157 in the box. And like, you can't, you got to go in there. You can only like move stuff and tie it up for like, you know, a minute, and then you got to run out of there because your skin is roasting off the bone. It's unbelievably brutally hot today. The day I have to move.
Of course. Well, like I said earlier, it could have rained. You know, that would have been worse probably. So
it would have probably been more comfortable.
Yeah. Well, this,
I was soaked anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, look, you know what? Once you move, it's over. You don't have to do it again, hopefully.
Yeah. Bullshit.
This is it. It's the last move.
Yeah, right.
The last move.
This is the last move for a while,
yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
So long as my new landlord lets me stay, I'm good.
Yeah, as long as I don't lose the house to the bankers, we're good. But so far, I've been paying the mortgage for the last 10 years, so I'm good.
All right.
Now, you know, this past weekend, we had four contests we covered. I called it Super Saturday. I don't think anyone else out there was doing anything like this. We covered the NPC Branch Warren. Dan Ray was down there shooting pictures. You were holding down the fort at the NPC Southern States down in Fort Lauderdale. I was emceeing the NPC Northeast Grand Prix in New Jersey. And believe it or not, Billy Guns covered the NPC Johnny Stewart Classic down in South Carolina there. So we were all over the country. It's RX Muscle Across America. That's my new slogan for us.
It's a great slogan. I like it too.
We're all over the place. Now, I know you have a couple funny stories to tell about the Southern States, but I actually, when I was emceeing the show, and I wish Sean Andros, my assistant, was here, because I got a little bone to pick with these fast food restaurants. You know, I'm a McDonald's guy, as you know. I'm very comfortable. I can pretty much eat anything at McDonald's and not have a problem with it. I you know, I'm good with the double quarter pounders. I'm good with the Angus burgers. I'm even good with the regular triple cheeseburgers. And I love the fries, and they sit good in my stomach, and nothing bothers me as long as I tell them to hold the pickle and the onions, you know. I was forced, by virtue of the fact that all the rest stops along the Garden State Parkway were housing Burger Kings, I was forced to get a Burger King dinner and or whatever it was, lunch. So I figured, well, you know, they got these things that are, I figured I'd get the Whopper without all the accoutrements on it, you know, so that I wouldn't have anything coming up on me. So I got it basically a plain two big burgers on a bun with some, you know, lettuce, tomato, and a little ketchup, thinking, how could that possibly bother me? Now, I don't know if you've eaten in Burger King lately, but they get that flame broil bullshit they push off on you?
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think they actually flame broil the burgers. I think they put some kind of a flavoring on it to give it the flame broil burgers, because that thing was coming up on me for 18 hours after that.
Oh, my God.
I felt like I was 20 months pregnant. My stomach was, I was like constipated. My stomach was sticking out. I was burping up the stuff all night long. And to make matters worse, the French fries there are disgusting.
Well, yeah.
You think they would have figured out McDonald's recipe by now, you know? They're terrible.
What are you doing eating French fries?
Well, I need carbs, you know. Don't forget, I'm on the Dave Palumbo diet, not the Palumbo
diet. That's right, the Dave Palumbo
diet. So,
are you forgetting?
I emcee this whole show. No one even bothers to bring me a protein shake. So I'm, after 6 hours of Burger King, which my stomach is still bothering me from, I'm hungry. So after we leave the show, we go looking for a McDonald's. I'm done with Burger King. So I needed to eat McDonald's to settle my stomach from the Burger King.
You had to dilute the Burger King with McDonald's.
Right, and it still took to this morning till I finally felt normal when I went to the bathroom and blew everything out of me, you know, so to speak.
Wow, so it stayed with you to that extent?
Now, Sean Andrews would give you, if he was here, he'd give you his experience. He was hurt. He had to go work out in the gym this morning. He said he felt like he was going to throw up while he was training. It was still coming up on him. So,
boy, you guys are hardcore.
Yeah, Burger King is. I'm putting a boycott on Burger King from now on. So,
there is a fast food Dave Palumbo will not eat.
That's true. Now, what I should have done is I should have stopped at Checkers, because Checkers. You ever eat Checkers?
Yeah, Checkers is decent. That's like a real burger.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only thing I don't like about Checkers, and Jeff can confirm this. We do have Jeff, the producer, holding down the back job. Checkers, you can't sit down and eat it at Checkers. It's kind of like a drive-thru only. Now, part of the McDonald's, you know, meal is the what I call the McDonald's experience, which means you have to go inside and eat it. If you eat the stuff in your car or you bring it home, it doesn't taste as good. So you have to have the McDonald's experience, which means you have to go in. Burger King allows you to do that, but I'm not going there anymore because of the fact that it screwed my stomach up. Now, Checkers, while it's good, you got to eat it in your car. And so it kind of, in my mind, it limits the whole enjoyable, you know, flavor of the meal. But I will tell you one thing. I was in I show up at the show yesterday, and who's there doing the show but Tattoo Timmy?
Wow.
I didn't even know he was going to be in the show. So Tattoo Timmy's at the show, and after the show is over, we all say our goodbyes. I actually did a little interview with Tattoo Timmy and PJ Braun, which is up on the RX Muscle site. I'm sure a lot of you, the viewer, our listeners, have already seen it, along with the Juan Diesel Morell overall interview and the Jennifer Smythe interview. I left the show with Sean. We plug in McDonald's into the navigation. It tells us where the nearest McDonald's is. We drive 2 miles. We're in there eating. All of a sudden, while we're eating, who walks into McDonald's? Tattoo Timmy.
No way.
Tattoo Timmy was eating McDonald's, went through the drive-thru and was eating in his car. And he had to come in and use the bathroom. And he was complaining about how it got all over the car and it was messy. And I had to explain to him about the McDonald's experience, that you have to come and eat it. And he now has been enlightened, he told me, and he will never make that mistake again.
See, no one's allowed to eat in my car.
That's me. I don't really like that either, but sometimes you're desperate, you know.
The Germans don't believe in eating or even drinking in the car. It wasn't until just a couple of years ago that they actually started putting cup holders in the car.
Right, and that's because of the Americans complaining. Exactly.
Exactly.
They actually,
in Germany, you drive because you're driving, and if you're going to eat, you stop and eat. Right. You know, you relax, you enjoy yourself. Then you get back in the car and you drive. You don't do two things at the same time.
Exactly.
While you're going 190 on the Autobahn. You know,
it's us slovenly, lazy Americans who have to eat in the car and text
not
message
only
each other.
Eat, but they do all kinds of other things. I saw a guy yesterday texting. He was steering with his knees, and he was texting with both thumbs, with two hands, looking down, steering with his knees, and texting.
Well, you know, Joel works for me. If you looked at his car, you would think it was his kitchen of his house. I mean, there's just stuff everywhere. I mean, that's unacceptable for me, you know.
The only thing that's in my car that's not nailed down, or, you know, it's not part of the car, is the key. Other than that, there's nothing in my car. Yeah, zero. Well, nothing.
You know, you ever have this thing? You know, Colette sits in my car. She likes to put her feet up on the dashboard, and she leaves a footprint.
Don't ever do that to me.
She doesn't even take her shoes off.
And you have toe prints on the windshield. I hate that.
No, and she puts her foot, her sneaker, on the dashboard and leaves that, like, the bottom of the sneaker print on there.
Oh, my God. That would be grounds for a breakup for me.
That's almost dismissal.
That would be... You're fired. You do that in my car.
Well, John, the NPC Masters Nationals, promoted by Gary Udit, is coming up this coming weekend. The RX Muscle crew will be there in full form covering the show. It should be a really good one. These shows usually have a reputation of going to like 1, 2 in the morning sometimes because of the crazy amount of classes they have. But I hear they're going to be starting a little earlier this year. So Gary Udit has got his hands full. Also, on the same day as this show is John Lindsay's L.A. Championships, which, you know, we're going to talk to John a little later, and he has some record numbers as well. So this is a big day for bodybuilding next week.
You know, bodybuilding is just getting really big because, you know, back in the day, there was one show, and then there was maybe 6 weeks before there was another one. Now there's so many shows. There's three, four, five shows on the same day. It's incredible.
Yeah. That's why we have to try to assemble multiple teams to cover all these shows.
Right.
Jeff, the producer, will be coming with us for the Masters and the USA Championships. You know, he's not a very well-traveled guy. You know, he's not really used to the airplane travel, and we may have to give him some knockout drugs and knock him out on the plane. Sean's the guy with all the psychotropic meds. You know, he's got prescriptions for everything. Yeah.
I'm going to tuck that little tidbit away in the back of my brain.
If you ever need something like to wake you up or put you to sleep, just ask Sean.
Wow.
Anyway, we got the NPC USA Championships, like I was saying a little earlier. That's in 2 weeks from today. We'll be leaving on Thursday of next week for this show. And Lindsay's got 466 people lined up in this thing. I mean, we're going to have them on a little later, but this is some record numbers, I'm told.
That's incredible. 466?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And, you know, they get about 75 or something like that bikini girls. And they have record number figure girls, and I hear the men's bodybuilding numbers are up too. So this is in this economy, this has really got to be some good news for bodybuilding.
Well, there was a slew of people at the Southern States last night. They even had men's fitness.
Yeah, he has a lot of weird divisions there, I'm told.
Over 70? Who has an over 70 class?
I mean, aside from the Masters Nationals, not many people.
Well, it's because it's Florida. They're all here, you know.
Were there any guys in the 70 and over?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. It's like one of those things, the double-edged sword. It's like, God, the show's going to get over at 2 in the morning. I mean, what do you got to have this class for? But then you see these guys get up there at 70 years old, and, man, they look pretty good, you know. And it's like, man, I got 30 years left in me, man. You know, that's good.
It's amazing that the 7-year-olds can make it that late at night. You know, usually they go to sleep early when they're that age, you know, so.
I'll tell you, this one guy looked incredible. Yeah, I mean, you know, he just blew you away. And it was while you were cursing the fact that it was approaching midnight and you were starving and there was nothing to eat but frozen reheated pizza and French fries at the venue. Just something I still don't understand, though, why these guys do. But, you couldn't help but root for the guy. I mean, he looked incredible.
Well, Ryan Pataraki, one of my clients, won the overall over there. And, John, you wrote at about 4 in the morning, you wrote a really cool little Southern States wrap-up that's up at the RX Muscle site. And we actually got that up before both of us turned in for bed last night. And you took some great paparazzi pictures, too, so good job.
Thank you. Yeah, your boy looked great, man. Boy, did he look good. He destroyed his class. I got to tell you, the guest posers were really phenomenal because, you know, replacing Victor Martinez, you know, Victor Martinez's tragedy with his sister, you know, obviously precluded his involvement in the show. And Kai Green was gracious enough to jump on the plane, you know, on a moment's notice and get down there. And wow, was that ever a sight to see a Kai Green at, you know, 300 something pounds with visible muscle.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Now, who else was it? Tony was there? Tony Freeman?
Tony Freeman, he was also well over 300 pounds, looking large and in charge. We had Flex Lewis, who looked incredible. Right. And I was really impressed with Billy Wilmore. He looked amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
What's
huge.
What's he getting ready for?
I guess he's getting ready for Tampa.
Oh, okay.
And then Marcus Haley, I think.
Yeah, Marcus is getting ready for Tampa, too.
Yeah, and everybody looked very well, much improved, very big, very, 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 very impressive. And really, for this level of show, to have that deep a field of guest posers, along with the rest of the field that showed up, even looked incredible. I was really, really impressed with everything last night, and it's rare that I walk away from a regional show like that and am so impressed.
I think Vinny Galante guest posed there, too, didn't he?
Yes, I'm sorry. I left Vinny out, too. Vinny also guest posed.
Yeah, he always goes down there. For some reason, Peter Potter has him down there every year guest posing, so that's cool for him.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I get a lot of emails from people and people posting on the boards. And there's been a lot of requests for people want to hear my contest prep stories. You know, I guess the ones that they like to call the contest prep stories from hell, all the crazy stuff I've gone through. And I never really thought about it that much. And when I was reading on the boards that people wanted to hear that, I kind of try to think about some of the crazy things that I did and went through. And, you know, I could talk about this stuff probably for 16 hours. And maybe people would find it amusing and maybe not, but we don't have that much time. But I thought about one incident in 95 when I did my first national pro qualifier. You know, I was getting ready for, I first did the junior nationals in Washington, D.C., and I won my class there in the heavyweight class. There was no super heavyweights back then. And I lost the overall to Willie Stallings. Well, Ed Connors had offered to let me come out and stay at his house between the junior nationals and the USA that year, which was being held in Denver, Colorado. So I flew out there, and I told him I had to bring my girlfriend at the time, who I was dating. And, you know, Ed doesn't really into the girlfriend thing, but I guess he wanted me to come out, and so he said, fine. You know, actually, my girlfriend and I fought so much at Ed's house that he made a new rule after I was there that no girlfriends are ever allowed to stay at his house again. And he loves telling that story to all the guys that come out there. They think he calls it the Palumbo rule.
You know? Yeah, I know. It sounds so right for him. He's such a mild-mannered, low-key, down-pressure guy, you know. And I can't imagine him putting up with you fighting with somebody incessantly over the weekend.
You know, it wasn't anything more than, like, you know, I was cranky from my diet and she was busting my balls and I was blaming everything on her pretty much, you know. So, well, you know, and you know, Ed is so anal, you know, about taking the garbage out and everything. So every time he'd be like, oh, you know, no one took the garbage out, you know, God forbid, you know, I'd blame her and she'd scream at me and Ed would walk out of the room like all nervous and uncomfortable. So
it's uncomfortable when people are fighting in front of you, you know, and you can't join in. You
and
know,
I was on halitestin and maniacal out of my mind, so you know, I didn't care who was around, you know. I just wanted to eat, you know, already. I was sick of the dieting for 100 weeks. So anyway, but while I was at Ed's house, you know, I had never met Craig Titus, and I guess I was kind of, you know, in a sense, you know, just used to seeing him in magazines, and I knew he was one of the favorites for the USA that year. And Craig had a key to Ed's house. He would come over during the day and he would tan naked on the roof. You know, Ed, I don't know if you ever saw Ed's rooftop where the guys would come. It was like right on the beach, and it was like a private roof. You couldn't
was
see
that the Red House.
Yes, yeah,
right.
And people would come up, and Ed and Craig would go there and tan every day naked because he didn't want to have any tan lines, supposedly. And so that was the first time I see him. I remember when I first looked at him too, I was saying to myself, man, he's not that hard. I think I could beat this guy, you know, which is a great confidence booster going into a big show, your first, you know, pro qualifier. I'm thinking, man, I'm harder than this guy. And needless to say, I didn't even place top six. I wound up placing seventh at the show. Craig lost the show to Phil Hernon, and because he was out of shape, and I wound up giving the finger to the judges. I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember that.
And he threw his trophy backstage.
Is that where he threw his number, too? He took his number off?
He flicked his number at the judges or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Mike Christian went running backstage and said, you got to get back out there. You can't do it. And you know, your career is getting thrown away.
Exactly.
Well, does anybody know that a few years later he throws his entire life away along with two other people? But
that's right. But I remember distinctly Phil Hernon coming up to me after he won the show, and he said, you know, and this is 100% serious. He said, looking at you backstage, I thought you were going to win the entire show. He didn't even think he was going to win. So that was my consolation prize, I guess, you know, to the whole thing. You know, Phil Hernon gave me like the compliment of a lifetime. You know, here I am, an upcoming bodybuilder, you know, and it made me feel real good. So that was my, you know, and it was my first time out there, so I really didn't feel too bad that, you know, I hadn't placed as high as I maybe wanted to. But the real story from hell occurred in the hotel room after the show was over. The next morning, my girlfriend at the time had would get these panic attacks when we have to pack and get ready for the airport. And I don't know what was going on, but she got so pissed at me. She probably was stressed out from traveling, the 16 weeks of dieting, well, you know, whatever was going on. She threw a shoe at me. But like, like a serious, like, you know, I don't know if it was a shoe or she may have thrown like a vase or something like that. All I know is I ducked. It hit a mirror that was over my head and all the glass shattered and came like raining down like rain onto my body. Luckily, none of the glass cut me or anything like that. But if you think about it, and I was thinking about this hard the other day when I was going through this story, I had like 10 years of bad luck after that. So it was from 95 to like, you know, to like 05, you know, nothing good happened pretty much.
It was like the last 20 years of my life.
No, but think about it. I got out of jail in 05 and then I was fine, you know. So I had 10 years of bad luck because she broke that mirror over my head.
Now, that's a very Italian thing to do. Which girl was that?
She wasn't Italian. She was Irish, too. And she wasn't
Italian
even drunk.
Shoes.
Yeah, dude. She was just on wit's end, so it's probably my own fault, but...
Nah.
Couldn't be. No way.
Couldn't be the halo test.
Did you hear about this in the news? Well, you know what? Let's go to commercial break first, and when we come back, I want to go over... I got some really good news stories for you.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRindustries.com today. When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements. The science of sports nutrition has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com. The only supplement site you'll ever need. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now.
at TeamGet.com. That's TeamGet.com.
Sherman American Technologies. Compete harder.
TeamGet.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
This is Kevin Lavroni, and you're listening to Heavy Muscle Radio, baby, with Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by ALR Industries. Visit ALRIndustries.com.
Welcome back to Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm John Romano, sitting here chatting with good old Dave Palumbo and Jeff, the producer, holding it down in the background. Dave, before we went to break, you promised us some interesting news stories. Let's have them.
Well, before I give you the news stories, number one, I want to thank our sponsors, because without them, those guys, this show wouldn't even exist, as we know. ALR has been really working very hard on launching this new, what's the drink he's launching? Poison, is it?
Poison.
Yeah, he's got this new energy drink, Poison. He's been sending me all these little, you know, Arthur will never give you the formula or what's in it, but he kind of gives you little teasers, and he's getting me excited about it. So I'm looking forward to when it's coming out. He hasn't given me an exact date. I'm probably guessing around the Olympia, wouldn't you say?
I would say he's probably planning an Olympia, an Olympia debut, absolutely.
So
it would make sense.
The good thing about Arthur, I'll give him one thing that he's got, he's very strong in. He's always got some new thing coming out. Like, he doesn't ever say, all right, you know, let's worry about selling what we got. Maybe we have too many SKUs. He's always got something he's one-upping himself on.
Yeah, and that's what makes him such a great advertiser, is most all of his products are unique.
Yeah.
They're very interesting, very, very creative products, and they generally don't really have any competition in the marketplace.
No.
He basically makes stuff that almost nobody else makes.
And he always names them something that no one else could actually match in terms of name. That's no Poison. Who's going to buy Poison? You know, come on. But bodybuilders will.
He also has a full-time attorney on staff.
That's so true. That's true.
It's well, good. He's our kind of guy.
Exactly. He fits with our MO perfectly. Now, right. Dr. Scott Conley, I've also been talking with a lot. Right after the USA Championships, we'll have him back on the show and find out what the latest with his Progenics line of products are. And the funny thing is, there's been a lot of... there was a big MMA fight the other night. I don't know if you saw it. Derek Anthony was giving me... As I was driving back from the Jersey Shore, Derek Anthony was text messaging me the updates. Brock Lesnar pretty much killed Frank Mir. And I guess once he was on the floor, Brock said, leaned over and said, you see, now you're not going to talk shit about me anymore. And the fans were booing him, and he gave the fans the finger. You know, now that's Derek's new hero now. Derek will always be Derek, what can I say? And I have a feeling Connelly's has a lot of these MMA guys on the Progenics line, from what I hear. And I'm sure he'll fill us in on all the updates when we see him. Obviously, JoJo Energy Drinks has also been pushing their sales into the stratosphere, from what I hear. Out here on Long Island, they're at all the beaches. All my friends have been going to the beaches and saying there's JoJo everywhere. All the gyms around here seem to have JoJo. I walked into a Dolphin Fitness the other day. They had a whole refrigerator full of JoJo Energy Drinks. So as soon as that studio's done, we're going to have our own, I'm being told at least, our own refrigerator full of JoJo Energy Drinks to drink. So when you come down here, John, you'll never be without some energy and some JoJo.
I can't wait, because it's gonna come in handy.
So let's get to the news stories, because I do have some fun news stories to talk about.
It's time for the news on Heavy Muscle Radio.
Number one, and I posted a few of these on the message boards already, but I like to kind of talk to you about them and just get a feel for what you're thinking about them. What did you think about this guy who wrote this? Stupid check for $360 billion. Did you see this, John? This guy's got to be the stupidest criminal of all time.
What did he do?
He wrote a check, a fraudulent check. He said he got it from his girlfriend's mother to start a business. This is what he told the Fort Worth police. He tried to pass a check to the bank for $360 billion. Can you believe
what the hell? The government's doing it. He might as well, too.
$360 billion. Can you imagine writing this check out?
How come the government can do it and he can't? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. They don't have the money either.
They shouldn't even arrest the guy. They should just let him go and say, look, bro, you got to get some help. Go back to high school. Come on.
$360 billion.
That's like
that is hysterical.
It's like a Woody Allen movie almost, you know.
That is really funny. You say, hey, if I'm gonna go, I might as well go big, exactly. You know.
Now there's another interesting news story that I found very funny. There's this 106-year-old woman who lives in Ireland. She's never married, she's never smoked, never drank any alcohol, she never even put on any makeup. But all of a sudden she's decided at the age of 106 she wants to start dating. Now, can you believe this?
Hey, she should probably get a younger guy, too.
they say she only looks about 89, 90, so maybe I'll fix her up with my dad. She probably drives. my father needs a woman who could drive him around, he's telling me. So,
wow.
He doesn't like to drive.
Your father's hysterical.
Yeah, I know.
I bet you he could bag a younger woman that drives.
Yeah, he's got, you know what, he's my father. You think I have a lot of like quirks and little things like that? My father's the worst. He can't get along with anyone. He's really got a lot of like, he's got a lot of stipulations on his plate for someone who's 79, you know, years old. So
maybe that's probably why I got along with him.
Yes, yes.
I can't get along with anybody either.
That's why I get along with you. You're kind of like very similar to my dad in that sense. Now, there's been a lot of deaths in the news with regarding football players. Remember Steve McNair died. His girlfriend shot him and then killed herself. A new guy just got killed. 23-year-old Curtis Brinkley. Actually, he didn't die, but he's in intensive care at Albert Einstein Medical Center. He was shot by someone. There's a lot of stories of football players getting blown away in bars and stuff like that. But you know what I found interesting about that, not is that these people are dying, but that tennis players don't get shot. They get stalked. Have you noticed that? There's an Indian girl who's a pro tennis player, Sania Mirza. She's being stalked by this guy who's, you know, supposedly in love with her, and actually two guys they arrested were stalking her. Was that? Monica Seles, remember, was stalked by that guy and then stabbed. Do you remember while she was playing tennis?
Right.
Tennis players get stalked. Football players get shot. And I figured maybe you can give better insight into that, why that occurs.
Well, I think tennis obviously is practiced by a more, you know, affluent elite group of people, you know, so to speak. And some of the tennis player women are pretty attractive, and I'm sure they attract guys that you know, who never talk or attain their attention in the real world, so they might as well just go and stalk them.
Yeah, but it seems like
I don't think anybody's going to stalk a football player.
But the girls are shooting these guys, you know.
Well, they're 300 pounds. What's a little 120-pound girl going to do?
Do we know anyone stalking anyone or trying to kill anyone? I'm trying to think in our bunch, in our circle.
We don't know any stalkers. Some of the bodybuilding chicks get stalked. I remember Shelly had stalkers like crazy. We had one guy follow us home from Gladiators one night.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He was going to follow us right into the driveway. We stopped at the driveway, and the, you know, the electric gate was opening, and the guy was like pulled in right behind us.
Wow.
Are you kidding me right now? And you know, we went up the back of Malibu Canyon, and it was, the guy followed us all the way up the back of the canyon. I couldn't believe it.
A lot of those bodybuilder guys, though, they're kind of harmless. Those guys, they're not like killers or anything like that. They're just like, you know, starers.
But she used to get some weird ones, man. She used to get guys that would just write her these diatribes, pages and different color ink, and you know, they'd send money and cash, and you know, they want to buy her, you know, her underwear and her socks, and you know,
now
her
they just
lip
go
print on a card. I mean, it's unbelievable shit.
Now they just go through the internet. They send emails, same thing. They can be more creative with the internet. They send videos now and Photoshop pictures and all kinds of crazy stuff.
And then, of course, the guy's doing life. They always, you know, write your letters.
And you always have to worry that they might get out one day.
It makes you realize that sometimes, as much as we hate to see anybody in jail, that sometimes there's a good place, there's a good reason why they're there.
Well, if Craig Titus gets out, he's coming after you, right?
I imagine he is, yeah. He's going to probably come after everybody.
That's true. Yeah, you're probably not after that high up.
He's going to come after everybody that didn't, you know, sing the praise of his innocence and decry what he did. But, you know, I don't know. You are the one who told me his sister wrote to you, or he wrote to you or something, and he's got some kind of case going. And
I don't know.
Private investigators, and he's going to get out soon.
I wrote him. All I know is I wrote him back. I said, send me the evidence, and I never heard from him again, so.
After you told me that, I called Robert Daskus, the prosecutor, and I told him what happened. After about 5 minutes of him laughing, and when he could catch his breath again, he said, "There's no way he's ever getting out of there."
Really? Well, good. That's good to know, I guess. Well, you know, there's a. This is the first lesbian couple in high school that was named the best couple at the, in the yearbook awards. It's ironic, though. It happened in the Bronx, New York, obviously, and it's a white and a black girl, little overweight, both of them, and they were named the best couple at the prom or whatever it is,
why is hailing from the Bronx the obvious factor in the matter?
Well, I think we're more progressive here in New York. I didn't have to be the Bronx. It could have been probably any place in New York. I don't think that it's not going to happen in like Tennessee or anything like that. That's for sure.
No. So, definitely not.
Times are a-changing, John.
Boy, are they ever. Go with the woman married her dog last week, remember?
Exactly.
Same-sex marriage, but you can marry a dog.
That's right. Well, at least they're, you don't hear about, like, open lesbians, like, or open gay people in high school, usually. I think that's what kind of blew my mind on that one, which was...
Yeah, usually being gay in high school is very, very taboo.
Yeah. That's why I said only in New York, maybe San Francisco you get away with that, but... usually people are in the closet with that stuff. Speaking of in the closet, I got this little pet peeve. I'm on this like government like rant this past week. Everything's bothering me that the government's been doing. I was reading an article about the top 10 acne medications and the people use. Doesn't mean they're the most effective. Number one was that proactive stuff, probably because. Like Jessica Simpson promotes it, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is now promoting it. I think they're just using the star power to sell this stuff. It probably doesn't do anything. But the second drug on the list is Accutane. Now, I've taken Accutane, and it really helped.
Me too.
Really helped my acne. Matter of fact, I had a dermatologist friend of mine who was the one who prescribed it to me, and he said that, look, anything you put topically on your skin is not going to do anything because it's not going to penetrate. He goes, you have to take something internally, whether it be an antibiotic, which is a temporary fix, or Accutane, which is a permanent fix. And then this is a relevant topic, I think, because a lot of bodybuilders out there, are fighting acne, and it's embarrassing to them. I even see a lot of women on the stage, with bad acne on their face or their backs, and that the judges definitely mark that stuff down. From what I've read, at least, I've heard they pulled Accutane off the market. Did you hear this?
They did?
And you know what the reason was? They pulled it off supposedly because of so-called extreme side effects. Now,
well, it is a powerful drug. I mean, I remember when I grabbed the box of it, there was disclaimers all over the place to warn you if you're pregnant, it's going to cause fetal damage.
Right.
There's a huge questionnaire you got to fill out at the doctor's office for women if they're pregnant.
Right, that's only if you're pregnant. That's only if you're pregnant. That has nothing to do with.
And other than that, it makes you a little bit photosensitive. But I swore by that. I had acne so bad on my back.
Yeah.
From one cycle I did the wrong way, and man, there was nothing that worked except for that. Absolutely nothing, and that worked like a miracle.
Now they're not saying it's got long term health bad health effects. It's saying it has side effects.
Like what?
They're pulling it from bad side effects, meaning like probably dry mouth. Your lips crack a little bit. All the mucous membranes get real dry. My eyes were real dry. Like you said. Some people complain of joint pain because it dries out your joints a little bit. But by and far, these are all reversible. As soon as you stop the stuff, it goes away. They're trying to get, they got rid of this drug because it works. They don't want to cure acne, just like they don't want to cure AIDS, or, you know, because then they're going to lose money on all these topical bullshit that they sell. Retin-A and all these alcoholic, you know, type cleansers and astringents. You know, who wants to cure acne? They don't want to cure it in kids. I'm telling you, this is the biggest, like, cover-up of all time. This stuff is, there's nothing wrong. It's vitamin A in very high dosages, which you're not taking it for 10 years. You're taking it for 3 months, you know, three to 5 months. No one's getting any, this is probably a lot less toxic than drinking a beer a day. And they're making a big deal.
This is just like DNP, probably the most effective fat-burning drug out there. I know you don't, you're still not gung-ho on it, but still, I mean, I've used it. I know a ton of people who've used it, and I firmly believe, after having used it as many times as I have, is that the danger warnings are bogus. They're not as bad as they are, and certainly, whenever people tell you, well, this is dangerous, so this is deadly, it's going to kill you, I always say, compared to what?
Right.
Because certainly there are items that you can purchase at the drugstore right now without even being 18 that will kill you. Dead as a doornail. Yeah. And at a far statistically higher number than any of these drugs that they're yanking off the market.
Tylenol.
Exactly. Tylenol is a great example.
But I can understand DMP because there's a lot of nutcases out there with the fat loss stuff. They take too many of them. You can cook yourself. Accutane, no one's overdosing on Accutane. First of all, it's a fortune. It's very expensive. Right. It's very controlled the way they prescribe it. I mean, this is the biggest, if they've really pulled it from the market, from what I hear, this is the biggest travesty, the biggest cover-up of all time. Because you know what? There's nothing worse for your self-esteem when you're a teenager or even an adult if you have bad acne. I mean, and to have a cure out there and not be able to get it is ridiculous in my mind.
People go out of the country to get it.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely.
Of course. Go down to Mexico and get it.
Right. I would live in Mexico just to get rid of the acne for 3 months if that's what it took, because it's crazy. It's absolutely insane that they would pull this stuff from the market. You know, they've actually made it so hard to use this stuff that doctors are afraid to prescribe it. We're afraid to prescribe it anyway. So I had a kid go there 16 times to the doctor before they finally gave it to him. He had to go for blood work and this test and that test. It's like they want to make sure they get every dime out of you to make sure they're not losing any money. Because once you take Accutane, you're not coming back anymore, you know?
Right, exactly. That's probably, you know, that bolsters my conspiracy theory, is that they don't want you getting well. It's why they took DNP off the market. It's why they took Ephedra off the market. It's why they're taking Accutane off the market. The drugs that work, they don't want you to have. No. And you look at all of the OTC medications that you can buy, from cold medicine to anti-itch cream and spray to you know, stuff that's supposed to take the sunburn away. None of that shit works.
No.
They
want you to use that lie stuff that where you can eat whatever you want with the stuff and you shit your brains out, oil drips out of your asshole. That's safe and okay to take, right?
Right, right. That's okay. That's good. That's fine. We want you to take that because that's not going to work either. But you know,
and you're going to be uncomfortable as all hell. So if you want to spend your money on it,
you know why? Well, Dave, it's the uncomfortable side effects that make people think the drug is working. So if you get an effect, that means the drug is working. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. Yeah. But how many times do you go into the drugstore to buy a remedy for something? You know, even Drano doesn't freaking work. None of this stuff works.
No. Now you got to call Roto-Rooter anyway to come over and clean out the drain.
Have you ever poured a bottle of Drano into the drain and had it open the clog?
Never.
And this shit's $9 a bottle, you know?
And you'll pour 20 bottles down before you finally call someone, too.
It won't freaking work.
How about
the anti-itch cream? I got this itch on my arm. I've tried everything that's available at the drugstore. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Not even a little bit.
Jeff has anal itch, right?
When I sit in this chair all the time.
Well, let's see those worms crawling up through the material.
It's the dogs.
It's the bug.
Diego scratches it from those, so he's all right with it.
Ooh. He smells good. Why not?
You know, Diego's starting a diet, John. I don't know if you know. He's getting ready for the Eastern USA.
He's been calling me. I know. He's starting a diet.
Yes, I had to call John to ask him which type of beer to drink instead of Corona.
I think I'm going to make Diego, you know, pose for us every week so that we can see updates, you know, once we get into the studio.
I think that's a great idea.
Put him through the mandatory poses and, like, have Jimmy the Bull and Derek Anthony and yourself.
I would like to pose down next to that bitch, Derek Anthony. He ain't got nothing but Synthol on his fucking calves. Fuck him.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Diego telling Derek that, what the reaction Derek would have?
I know. Derek would probably buy. What would Derek say?
He ran away when I started talking. Fuck you, bitch, Derek. It's my challenge to you. We'll see.
I guess Derek's not in the studio anymore, so he must have left.
Derek's afraid of Diego.
You know, Diego's going to be competing. Tattoo Timmy said he may be competing in the Eastern USA. Sean Andros, my assistant, may be competing in the Eastern USA. That's the plan, at least. And PJ Braun told me he may be jumping in there as well before the Nationals. So that should be a whack pack full event. You'll be out here, so we'll have some real good coverage of that.
And then there'll be one hell of an after party.
Oh yeah, that's true. Diego could bring the food.
Yes,
I told you I don't bring food no more.
That's right. Yeah, he's
I'm protest.
He
costs too much money.
He's saving his money for.
I have to buy a new bike jacket.
Oh, speaking of Diego and bike jackets, did you see the running of the bulls in Spain where the guy got killed?
No, they just did it again.
Yeah, well, they do it every year, and what? You know, it's an insanely dangerous thing to do. And the last guy to get killed was in 1995, and oddly enough, it was an American who thought he would join in, and you know, thought he'd run from the bulls, and he actually got killed. But since 1995, there hasn't been a fatality. There was one yesterday. A bull got separated from the herd, and it got extra agitated because it was isolated and scared, and people would run, you know, poking at it and whatever. And this thing stuck its horn in this guy and threw him up in there, ripped his pants off, blood everywhere. It was the most horrendous way I could possibly imagine die, other than getting eaten by a gigantic snake. Other than that, I couldn't imagine a worse death.
We should get the Whack Pack out there to run with the bulls.
The bulls would run away.
Maybe we should get the bull to run for the bulls.
The bull should run with the bulls.
That's right. He could put his horn.
Picture that. He'd be holding the tail and one of the horns, and the bull would be spinning him around in a circle. Jimmy would just hang on until the bull passed out from exhaustion.
He could put his helmet on with a little spike on it on, and he could run around like stabbing, you know, poking the bulls.
Yeah, then we could all make hamburgers.
That's right. We could have a little barbecue in my house after it's all over. Well, John, we got a great show coming up. We got John Lindsay, Bill Grant, Derek Poundstone, and when we come back, our first guest.
All right. See you in 2.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on rxmuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements, the science of sports nutrition, has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com, the only supplement site you'll ever need. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuse. GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGAT.com. That's TeamGAT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder. TeamGAT.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up-to-the-minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Hey, this is the Game, Triple H from the WWE. You're listening to Heavy Muscle Radio with John Romano and Dave Palumbo.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by ALR Industries. Visit ALRIndustries.com.
All right, our next guest is the promoter of the NPC USA Championships. Now, and I believe in its 26th year. The man is I'm talking about is none other than John Lindsay. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, John. Without mincing anything, this year's USA Championships is going to be the biggest NPC show ever, I believe, right? 466 people?
Yeah, I can't think of any show that's larger in the athlete count. It's certainly the biggest USA's, and I don't know of any event that has been bigger than this contest. Now,
I mean, this has got to completely psych you up. I mean, you got to feel good about yourself in this economy to be drawing those kind of numbers.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm really very excited, and it's been just a great year. It's really kind of caught me off guard. I was thinking, you know, in the fourth quarter of last year that this year was going to be down, and I was kind of battening down the hatches and going into a survival mode, but I'm still there too, but surprisingly all the numbers have been up. Athlete counts have been up 25%. Spectator counts have been up about 20 to 25%. It's been a banner year so far.
Now, I have to throw this out there because it's an obvious thing that needs to be addressed. They introduced the NPC bikini division this year. I think you were one of the proponents of this division. You were one of the people pushing it through. And you, from what I hear, you got about 75 girls in the USA this year.
I think it's around 75. Yeah, all the shows are doing well. You know, the USA is the culmination of a lot of good quality NPC national qualifiers around the country in the first half of the year. So this is the culmination of a lot of effort on a lot of people's part.
You know, John and I really were kind of putting down this division when we first heard about it. And after watching a few competitions, we both kind of like it. I actually like it more than the figure, I got to tell you.
It's another division. It's another opportunity for some girls that don't like to push themselves quite as hard in the gym and who don't like to diet quite as strict. And it's just another segment of the community that wants to get on stage and show off their wares, if you will.
Well, let's face it, John. Who the hell doesn't want to look at hot girls on stage? I mean, that's what the bikini division is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'm sure there are some people, but
we won't go there.
I think it's great because it's you know, it's inclusive. Everybody can compete now. Everybody.
You're
all
right.
Shapes and sizes.
So now, it's gotten so big that you've moved bikini to Friday night and figure to Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, I did. I would have had, if I hadn't moved figure to Saturday morning and moved bikini to Friday, I would have ended up prejudging 350 people on Friday night. And that wasn't going to happen, okay?
No.
So what we did was we split it up with the men in bikini on Friday night and the figure women and the women's bodybuilding on the Saturday so that you'll have approximately the equal amount of people on stage on both days.
Now, John, what if someone bought tickets for the already pre-bought tickets, you know, because they have a friend who's in the figure and they want to watch the figure prejudging and they got a Friday night ticket now?
Well, I know how many tickets I've sold to date, and all of those tickets will be honored.
Okay.
And I have reticketed the entire show. So starting yesterday, anybody who bought a ticket online or from the box office yesterday got the new ticket face, okay? But all tickets that have been sold to date will be honored.
Okay.
No problem.
Good.
Good.
It's important.
I know who those people are. I know them by name. And credit card.
John's very hands on when it comes to the money part of the sport.
Yes,
oh yeah,
yes,
absolutely. I'm like right there.
Now, I hear your LA Championships, which is going to be this coming Saturday, has some record numbers as well.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As of yesterday afternoon, we had 162 registered competitors,
and
they're still coming in. Plus the walk up the day of the show.
Yeah, the walk ons
for the. Yeah, check-ins for the figure and bikini are on Friday night at the event hotel.
Wow. Now, so you could theoretically possibly get 200 people in the show.
Yes, very possible.
Regional show, wow.
Very possible. I had, for the state show, the California, back in May, I had just under 200. We had like 194 NPC competitors, plus about 25 pro figure on top of that.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow.
Now, do you think that this bikini division is a success? I mean, how has it been at your regional show so far?
I think it's a success. Having said that, I there's still, even at the regional and the national level, as far as, figure versus bikini, there's still three times as many figure as there are bikini.
What about women's bodybuilding for the USA? What is that like?
Women's bodybuilding is holding its own. It's doing the same numbers that it has for the last 7 or 8 years.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's not losing any ground.
Let me ask you a personal question. Do you actually love what you do? Do you like promoting these shows?
Well, I've been doing it for 21 years now.
But do you ever say to yourself, you know, I'm only going to do it for 5 more years or something like that?
No.
Well, that's great.
I'll be doing this until I'm dead.
That's good to know. We got people in it for the long run, John.
Exactly.
However, I I promote shows at the leisure of the president.
True.
Well, that's true. Now, you've been doing this a long time. What year did you take over this show?
95.
You took over the USA in 95, and do you remember how many competitors you had that year?
Oh, it's doubled.
Wow.
Wow.
Doubled. That's impressive.
Incredible. Well, they've added figure.
That's true.
Since then.
Yeah. So. We've added figure. And figure is more popular than women's bodybuilding.
True.
So figure has attracted more females.
True, true.
Yep.
All right, what time is the men's prejudging at?
For the USA, the men's prejudging, the women, men and the bikini is at 4:30 p.m. on Friday.
And where can tickets be purchased?
MuscleContest.com. Online, or they can call the UNLV box office direct at area code 702-895-2787.
Perfect. Excellent. John, final words? John Romano.
Champions, join a winner, join the NPC.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Before you go, just give us what do you think was the most memorable USA championships that you can in recent times think about?
Well, I've never been to a bad one, so.
Anyone's
okay. The most memorable for me was in 1998 when we had fitness at prejudging on Saturday morning for the fitness. I had a girl that lit off sparklers in her hair as she was going out to do her routine, and I saw my career evaporating in front of my eyes.
Her hair didn't catch on fire?
I grabbed her and literally drug her off the stage, putting the flames out. That was the most memorable event of all.
That's a good one, John.
1998. I remember it well.
That's a great memory. That's a great memory. Hopefully we won't have any drama like that this year.
No more sparklers.
You know, before I let you go, when I was text messaging back and forth to John, and he was telling me how many competitors he had, I said, John, are you sure you're going to be able to handle that many people? 466 is a lot. He's like, that's child's play. He goes, Afghanistan? Now that's tough.
That's correct.
That was a classic line by John
Lindsay.
That's
great. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, John, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it. We will be out there on Thursday supporting the show and covering it for RX Muscle. And thanks for your support.
Thank you very much, guys.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements, the science of sports nutrition, has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com, the only supplement site you'll ever need. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuse. Jet Fuse. GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGat.com. That's TeamGat.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder.
TeamGat.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up-to-the-minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Hi, this is Lou Ferrigno of Incredible Hulk. You are listening to Heavy Muscle Radio with John Romano and Dave Palumbo. And keep listening, the best show on the air.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by Progenics. Visit ProgenicsSRG.com.
All right, John, our next guest has been on the show before. We got him back here by popular demand. We said we were going to get him back after he did his next strongman competition at the Fortissimus. And the guy I'm talking about is none other than Derek Poundstone. Welcome.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Welcome back. Now, earlier this year, we spoke a little bit about the Triple Crown of Strongmen competitions, being the Arnold Classic, the Fortissimus in Canada, I guess it is, and then the World's Strongest Man competition. And you mentioned that no one had ever won all three. You started off the year with a win at the Arnold in spectacular fashion, I might add. And then a week ago, you had the second event, the Fortissimus. All right, why don't you give us, and actually at the Fortissimus, I think you actually had to go up against your arch rival, Zandrunas Savickas, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, before I even reveal to our fans who might not know what happened, give us a little history, number one, of leading up after the Arnold up into this competition, and also tell us a little history about your rivalry with Zandrunas.
Well, you know, for listeners, I guess that they listen the first time or just, you know, want a little refresher. Yeah, you know, obviously you talk about the Triple Crown, you know, being the three big events, and the reason why it's basically considered an impossible feat of strength to win the three, because they're so vastly different. I think we discussed that before. Right. The Arnold being the heaviest event, but it's only six different disciplines. World's Strongest Man is held over 9 days and has a total of 13 different events, but it's over 9 days, you know. And Fortissimus, and it's not, well, the weight isn't that heavy. It's on the light scale, you know. I mean, it's very heavy, but it's not as heavy as the other three. And then Fortissimus is kind of in between. It's not as heavy as the Arnold, but significantly heavier than World's Strongest Man. But it's only It's only 2 days, but it's 12 events, 10 to 12 events over the 2 days, and they're not as heavy as the Arnold, but they're just extremely taxing and brutal events. Last year, I believe we had 4 guys that dropped out due to injury. This year, we had 2 guys that dropped out due to injury. So the biggest challenge for me was the Arnold. That's the Arnold Classic usually caters to the big 400-pound guys. The guys that have won it in the past are, you know, there's Mark Henry. He won at 440 pounds, you know, 6 foot or taller, 5'11", however tall he is. I think he's 6 foot. And then Sedrunas won it 6 years in a row, and he's 6'4 and about 400 pounds. And I'm, you know, the lightest competitor that's really competed in the Arnold, one of the lightest competitors that's competed in the Arnold. So that was my toughest challenge, and then the rest of it was supposed to be a downhill battle, you know?
Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Now, but Sedrunas didn't do the Arnold this year. He skipped it, correct?
He skipped it because he lost to me in Fortissimus last year. He won the Arnold. He wanted to win Fortissimus. It's an elusive title. I beat him last year. It was a battle between him and I. We were heads and tails against the rest of the guys. The rest of the guys were great, but both Sedrunas and I were hitting on all cylinders. I win an event, he win an event, back and forth, you know. And it came down to the last stone, which was considered by everyone, including the guy who was promoting the show, Paul Uhl, to be an impossible feat of strength. But to duplicate feat of strength on my Louis Cyr 100 years ago, which is lift the famed 517-pound stone, basically the largest natural stone, meaning natural, like it's just a big rock that you'd find like in some construction site, you know, lifting it up off the ground and onto a platform that was about 3 feet high. Sedrunas couldn't do it. No one else could do it. I was at that point, I was leading the competition, but Sedrunas had the fastest time loading the two stones before that, because it was like a race. He'd load 3 stones the quickest, and the third stone happened to be this world record stone. So he goes up before me. He puts up a time of like 10 seconds to load these 350 and a 450-pound stone. I go up. I post a time of like 14 seconds. He starts celebrating. I walk up to the 517 and look up, you know, struggle with about 20 seconds. It's all on YouTube, and I lift it up, and the rest is history. I set a world record, and you know, subsequently we find out, you know, about 2 months ago that the 517, the world record, which Matt's Louis Sears world record, wasn't 517. It actually weighed in at 530. So it's the heaviest, you know, natural stone ever lifted up off the ground and loaded onto a platform ever.
This was last year at the Fortissimus.
Yeah, last year. Not a stone. The same stone this year.
Let's not give it away. Hold on. I want to reinforce exactly what you're talking about here. No one has ever lifted this stone up off the ground, okay, at all, much less put it onto a platform, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
I just want to ask one clarifying thing. What can you please explain the difference between a natural stone and a regular stone? Why is, if they both weigh 530 pounds, why is one harder to lift than the other?
Natural stone and regular stone, same thing. I'm differentiating from an Atlas stone, you know, the big round balls. Those are particularly interesting because those are made two different ways. The Atlas stones are either made, they're carved from like a granite or a rock, which makes them, they're usually cost thousands of dollars if they're done that way, or they're made out of concrete poured into a mold, and they're made that way. But they're perfectly round, perfectly weighted. You can't grab; they don't have any edges to grab. But you put like a sticky, like tree sap, it's stuff called tacky, on your arms and your hands, and you're able to lift the thing up. That's what the Arnold you guys saw, but the big round stone that weighed 529 pounds. You know that. Four guys or three guys, me being one of them, lifted that thing over the bar, you know. But we talk about a natural stone, it's much harder because it's awkward, it's just, you know, as Mother Nature intended to be, it's just jagged and awkward and brutal, you know. It just takes 100% brute strength, you know.
And I'm watching this video, John. I don't know if you saw it on the Fortissimus website, because this feat was so phenomenal that he's the only one who's ever done it. They've actually engraved his name on the stone. So it's not only cool. The Louis Cyr stone, it's also the Derek Poundstone stone, no pun intended, of course. And to watch him lift this, he lifts this thing up. You got to watch this thing. I'm going to put the link on our site. And he it's so awkward and so weirdly shaped that he has to spin the thing on his knee almost and turn it around at 530 pounds, this thing.
Wow.
And then he lifts it up on the platform. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Well, just to give you an idea of how special this was for Canada and how you guys experience the sport, and a lot of, you know, majority of society hasn't seen this, and, you know, bodybuilding, you know, powerlifting, weightlifting community hasn't. They watch this stuff on TV, but when you see it in person, The people in that audience, you see, like, I freak out in the link, you see I freak out, but the people, I'd say 10% of the people there were crying, you know, because they'd witnessed what they thought was a miracle. And the front page of the Quebec paper the next day was the miracle muscle. Actually, it's on my fridge. It's they call it the miracle or something, you know, because it was, you know, the only way I could have won the contest was by lifting the stone, and that's what I did, you know.
It was incredible lift, incredible lift.
Sounds it.
Yeah,
now, Zindruna skipped the Arnold Strongman this year, right?
He skipped in order to compete at 100% for Fortissimus.
In order, right, exactly. So now, knowing that, were you worried going into the Fortissimus, knowing that he was, you know, focused on that?
No, because leading up to Fortissimus this year, I did a competition at Mohegan Sun in my backyard, and they invited the best, you know, the casino invited the best athletes in the world. So Zindruna turned it down. Marius, of course, turned it down. But Michel Kokolaev, who was my arch nemesis, sort of at the Arnold this past year, right. Travis Ortmeier, all the top guys competed, you know, and I won 5 or 6 events, you know, just totally dominated the competition, and the process set a world record in the axle cleaner press. So I cleaned 414 pounds. And, you know, I like to differentiate that from the Arnold axle. The Arnold axle, 1.58 inches, and it's knurled. The true Apollon's axle is 2 inches thick, and it's smooth. There's nothing to grip on it, so it's totally different than picking up and pressing over at a bar or even a replica Apollon's axle. What we did is we did a replica, but it was dimensionally the same as a what we call Apollon's axle, which is named after Louis Apollon, who made the feat famous back in the early 1900s, doing a 366 pound, supposed to look like a train axle, you know?
Right.
It's thicker,
so
too,
I set
right?
And in addition, you know, won 5 or 6 events. The sixth event, I took second in.
When was that held? When was that held? What was the date on that?
It was, I think, May 19th at Mohegan Sun Casino. And, you know, so I felt great. And that was the best. I was in better shape there than I was for the Arnold. I mean, so, you know, I was very confident that going into Fortissimus, I was going to do the best, and I wanted to really secure my place in strongman history by beating Zindrunas again, being the only athlete to ever beat him twice, because he's considered by most to be one of the strongest men, if not the strongest man ever lived, you know, alongside Louis Cyr and some of the greats, you know, like Paul Anderson and stuff, you know, from the early 1900s. He was out in California.
Sure.
So you know, I needed it very badly. You know,
Well, Derek, walk us through what happened at Fortissimus, event by event. Give us like kind of like a lowdown of what went on and how you and Zindrunas were going back and forth.
Well, I'll give you sort of the Reader's Digest version, because it was a long 2 days. Well, basically, what happened was I leave for my flight. I got to drive to Newark to fly out of the airport there. Off to Quebec, and I wake up in the morning, and you know, I'm all getting ready, and I know I'm not really feeling up to par. I'm feeling a little crappy. We're driving out there a couple times. I felt like pulling over and puking, you know. So something's not right. I get to the airport. We check in all our baggage. I'm at the gate, and I'm asking lady. I gotta throw up. I'm, you know, my mouth is all watering. Get that sort of sensation. You know, you got about 30 seconds to worry about the blow. You know. I'm running, you know, literally, I'm, you know, kids, I remember particularly these two girls were, you know, young, like 12-year-old girls were, like, in my way, and I'm just, like, pushing these little kids out of the way, you know? I get to the bathroom, of course, all the stalls are filled, you know? So I'm just puking in the sink, and people are looking at me like, what the hell, you know? So, I didn't eat it all that morning. I couldn't eat. I ended up flying, and of course, the two ladies behind me are eating some crazy chicken, like, you know, Caesar salad, and I could smell it, and I was getting all nauseous. Did a puke on the plane. We land. I'm feeling like crap. We start driving from the Quebec airport to Montmagny, which is the town where the competition is held, and it's about an hour north of Quebec. You know, 20 minutes into the ride, I'm telling a lady, you know, who doesn't speak very much English, to pull over the minivan, and I'm you know, puking on the side of the interstate, and it was horrible. I ended up losing 15 pounds in a day. Long story short.
Oh, shit.
You know, the doctors and the staff up there nursed me back to health. But, you know, the damage was kind of done, you know. I mean, I came in, I'm always, so, you know, so lean. For me to lose 15 pounds is brutal, you know.
Right.
So,
Not to mention the Zendrunas is how much? He weighs 400 pounds?
He weighs 400. And I've been competing around 320 lately. I came in about 306 pounds.
It's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
What happened is, I won't bore you guys with the details event by event, but thank God for my conditioning. I was able to destroy the events that involved conditioning. But the events that required, you know, just brute strength, like the overhead press, you know, I was a mediocre athlete at best. I was in the mid-pack for those two overhead pressing events. I could hardly press a 366 axle overhead, which I did for six reps at the Arnold. So, I mean, that's very, you know, not typical for me, you know.
That's
so,
usually your best events, the overhead pressing movements, right?
I've got like six world records in overhead pressing, so, you know, it was very not normal, and I was a little bummed out. But, you know, all in all, you know, it was a fight back and forth. At one point, I took the lead two events before the final event. But it just, you know, it came down to the big stone again. I couldn't load it, you know. And, you know, that's the rest of sort of history. The Drew had beaten me by, I believe, 5 points.
So in other words, the same thing. If you would have lifted that stone like you did the year before, you would have won?
It depends, because the Drew is going after me this year. So it depends. You know, looking at it now, it wouldn't have been enough for me to win. But if I would have done it at the time, it might have. It depends. You never know. It might have. You know, it's just like, you know, me going up before Misha on the dumbbell at Misha Pappaya on the dumbbell at the Arnold Classic. You know, it seemed like he had the competition sealed up. You know, and all he had to do was do eight reps. So I go out there and I crush 15 reps. Mm-hmm. I only needed to do 11 to win the competition.
Right.
But because I did 15 reps, the athlete that goes next is just like, well, how the hell do I follow that up, you know?
Sure.
I mean, he's just trying to get half the reps for the win. And unfortunately, he couldn't get it. Fortunately for me. And, you know, I was able to walk away with a victory, you know. But this time, you know, the best athletes in the world, and, you know, to be a little bit, you know, subpar, a little bit under the weather, and to come in and take second. You know, and I'm not making excuses. If I came 110% or like I did, you know, for Mohegan Sun, it still would have been a battle, and, you know, and it still would have been, you know, back and forth. It would have been a little bit more fun for the fans, because he won by, like I said, 5 points, I believe it was. But I was 14 points ahead of second place, you know, so it was a battle between Zadrunas and I. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's the nature of the beast. You know, no athlete in any sport is 100% dominant, you know. You know, there's you win some, you lose some, you know. But, you know, this I really needed this to secure my place sort of in history books as strongman, you know.
Now, if you had to replay the events of the Fortissimus and do anything differently, where would you not eat?
I'm sorry, where would I not what?
Yeah, where would you not eat? I mean, did you eat somewhere that messed with your stomach?
Thank God, you know, at this level of strongman, you know, at the competition, we had a surgeon, we had two chiropractors, I think two or three nurses. We had a great medical staff. And the general consensus was that I did not get food poisoning. The general consensus was like, I picked up some sort of stomach virus. Because I woke up in the morning, and the first 10 minutes I was up, I felt all right. You know, I didn't feel instantly sick. And then it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And, you know, for about 14 hours, I literally felt like walking death. And then I woke up the next morning. That night, I had all I ate all day was like half a banana and like two little bites of like some fruit. That's all I could stomach, you know. But the next morning, I woke up and I was fine, you know. Because I didn't eat for a day, my stomach was a little sensitive, but I don't think it was food poisoning. And again, general consensus with the medical staff and my doctor, who I subsequently followed up with, was it was some sort of stomach virus. And more likely, it was caused from my training leading up to the competition. I was training like an animal, you know.
So, could have just been New Jersey.
Could have been anything. Yeah, you don't know. You know, unfortunately, that's just the nature of the beast, especially. You know, I work a full-time job. I have a stressful job. I'm a police officer. I've got a small apartment building. And I'm a professional strongman, you know. So, you know, I'm under a lot of stress. So it could have been stress-related. My body just sort of, you know, shut down. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So. Do you think, given the conditions that you were dealt that day, do you think you could have strategized another way and come away with the win? Or was it just, the cards just weren't.
Well, there's a million things you can do different, but when I look at it, it was a great competition, and all things considered, I played the game very well. You know, like I told a couple other guys, you know, it's not always how you win or lose. If you win or lose, it's how you play the game. You're looked at. Some athletes that aren't the best in the world, they're looked at on a higher level because they quote unquote play the game differently. You know, and I'm the type of guy, you know, after the competition, you know, last year there were a lot of repeat fans that came and watched, and a lot of new fans that saw it up playing up on the Canadian sports channel. I think it's RBS or whatever the hell it is. I forget the name of it. The French Canadian version of ESPN. And a lot of fans came, and you know, I sat there for an hour and 15 minutes signing autographs. That's sort of, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to do this sport, and I'm lucky enough that we have such hardcore fans. You know, I heard you guys cheering for me, Anthony Arnold. You know, and that's why I do it. So I don't beat myself up about it. You know, there's always next year, and still, you know, I'm the only athlete that competed in all three and accepted the challenge all three last year.
Sure.
You know, and that says a lot about sort of the person that I am. You know, I drummed a different beat because I'm not doing this for a living. I'm not doing this for money, fame, or fortune. You know, I was blessed with sort of, you know, a talent that I'm able to lift, you know, incredibly big things. I'm not a 400-pound monster. I'm a, you know, you guys met me. I'm just over 300 pounds.
You're a 300-pound monster.
You're a 300-pound monster.
You know,
exactly.
When you look at me, you don't think this guy looks like a professional strongman. Most people think I look like a football player or maybe, you know, an off-season bodybuilder. I don't look like a strength athlete. I don't think, at least, you know.
You're pretty big. You're pretty big, Derek. Sorry to break it to you, but
just shake hands with you is all you got to know.
When's the World's Strongest Man event? When is that being held?
That's September.
All right. Now, will Zendrunas be there?
Maybe. There's a lot of talk that he is going to be there, and I hope he is because it's, again, that's the hardest. Each competition has its good points and bad points. That's a tough competition for Zendrunas because his body weight is so high.
Right.
You know, the World's Strongest Man is notoriously a very fast, very explosive event. A lot of repetitions. You know, they're clean. You know, we're not clean and pressing at max weight. We're doing repetitions, and as you guys witnessed at the Arnold, you know, that's my perfect sort of that's my calling. I mean, I've got, you know, numerous records. I got a dumbbell clean and press for rep record. I got the log clean and press for rep record. You know, within a couple of reps of doing the axle clean and press rep for record. You know, I mean,
why does this guy skip these events? Isn't this what he does for a living?
Well, you got to understand, in Lithuania, these guys, they're you know, in Europe in general, these guys are superstars. You know, I mean, for instance, I got a Facebook account, and I've got like 3,000 friends. I put it up, you know, I think about 6 months ago or so.
Right.
And of the 3,000 friends that I have on there, you know, they're just all fans, obviously. 2,200 are European or from the, you know, the UK.
Right.
No, so it just goes to show you the sport is bigger in Europe and the United States. We're just sort of, you know, we're kind of obscure sort of freaks, you know.
So maybe you should pull like some marketing stuff on him and like start calling him a chicken or something like that. Because I mean, what's with this guy not? I mean, that's what everyone wants to see. They want to see Derek Poundstone's Zendrunas on stage. I mean,
well, you know, it's Marius too. Marius drops out a lot of competitions, but you know, I don't blame him because, you know, I've got a manager. A lot of guys, you know, at my level of any sport have managers and agents and so on and so forth. And the general consensus you don't want to compete too much because then people don't appreciate you. You know, I mean, I do about six or eight events a year. You know, Marius does about 15 in Poland and does, you know, a handful of international competitions.
Right.
And he's paid, you know, handsomely just for showing up.
Right.
And so he should be. I mean, he is a person who, I mean, when you say strongman, everyone says a Polish guy.
Right. He's a legend. Right. Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the level that I'm trying to get to. And I think if an American can win, not just win it one time, you know, Phil Fister did great. He won it one time. But if an American can win this sport and be dominant in general, I think you'll see it turn around. But, you know, locally here in Connecticut, I'm on TV and I'm on the radio and the newspapers often because I'm always doing stuff for charity. I'm always doing little PR stunts because I love doing it. I love doing stuff with kids. I love, you know, I love the sport and I love the fact that I can pull planes, trains, buses, you know, and you know, I get asked a lot of time to do stuff for, like I said, for charities and for schools. I'd go around and talk to schools and stuff as well. So it's, you know, I think, you know, you'll start, you know, people start seeing my name come up a little more often. in the mainstream, hopefully. And, you know, yeah, I can help the sport grow, but not by just competing in the sport, by just showing that we're not a bunch of dumb idiots, you know, that just are strong, you know, that we're, you know, we're well-rounded athletes, you know, and you know, we're not in this trying to just make a buck, you know, we're in it because, you know, we love it, you know.
Now, how do these competitions differ in Europe than they do here in the United States? Are they like big arenas, or is it you say it's more popular? How does it differentiate?
It's bigger arenas, basically, and just in general, the marketing is put behind it. You know, there's a lot of marketing, there's a lot of money put into it, a lot of advertising, and the biggest thing is it's aired on TV. You know, that's the number one difference.
Like live, like a football game.
No, it's aired, you know, a month or two later. You know, they put it together just like, you know, if you watch a reality show, you know, that's not live. You know, people say, oh, that you got to have a live event. Strongman live is great if you're there, but if you're watching on TV, no one's gonna sit there and have a TV tune in for three friggin' hours to watch this stuff. You know, no way. It's got to be cut just like reality. It's got to be cut, put together, packaged up in a nice little half hour, hour long package, and people will watch it. I guarantee it. There's someone out there that's, hey, listen, I got $1 million to burn. What can I do? Well, invest in Strongman because it's the next UFC. I mean, everyone that's watched it, I mean, you guys saw it live. You know, when you watch this stuff, you watch World's Strongest Man on TV, it's great, but there's just not enough. People see the athletes once a year. If people can start to see the athletes and understand the personalities, you know, like, sure, like Misha. People don't understand, Misha is this big Russian bear, you know, this monster, you know, but, you know, world record, a one-time world record, a clean and jerk holder, you know, a seven-time Russian weightlifting champion. But they realize the guy sings and dances on stage, and he's hysterical. The guy's hysterical, you know. Everyone's got their personalities, and I'm sort of like, you know, just Joe Q, citizen of, you know, just a regular sort of guy, clean cut. I look like a cop, you know. Talk like a cop, act like a cop, you know.
You are a cop.
You are a cop.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, I'm a, you know, so people, you know, there's people that identify with me, you know. I just look like, you know, just like an American dude, you know. I mean, yeah. And everyone's got their personality. You have this Texas Stoneman, Travis Ortmeyer. He looked from this big cowboy from Texas, wears a cowboy hat and got pierced nipples. You know what I mean? there's a lot of dimensions to it. So
yeah, do you think anyone will ever win the Triple Crown in strongman?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm the candidate for it. You know. If I would have won on my first try, I mean, that's a little ridiculous. You know, you got to fight for it, you know. So I definitely think it's doable, and I think I'm the best candidate for it, you know.
Yeah, I think probably with your multitude of talents there. Now, here's a weird question. I don't know if you've ever been asked. How come there are, like, very few black strongmen? I never see any black strongmen anymore. Odie Wilson was, like, the last guy.
Mark Henry.
Well, Mark Henry is a great guy. You know, I don't know. Mark Felix, I mean, he's the world's strongest man, one of the premier guys. I don't know. They're all playing football.
Yeah, probably making money, exactly. You're right.
They're making money. They're not stupid, man. The black athletes are going out there and making, you know, making a couple $1 million signing contracts in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I should have done, damn it.
Yeah, you should have been the offensive guard, yeah. You would have been great.
A nose tackle.
Do people, like, routinely make up events and reintroduce them, or is this kind of like a... Everything's set in stone, no pun intended.
For the most part, every competition is sort of dreamed up by some crazy person who has an idea of what they want to accomplish. You have to have, without going into too much detail and to bore you guys, but you have to have a result. You know what? Sorry for the noise there, but you gotta have an end result of what you desire. You know, Fortissimus, for instance, is supposed to pay homage to Louis Cyr, so it's very similar events that Louis Cyr was doing back 100 years ago. So there's a big pool of events, and of those events, you know, they're modified, and new ones are sort of invented. You know,
right.
So it basically, you dream up something, and it's plausible. Someone will throw in a competition.
Sounds good to me, man. Well, you know, good luck. When do you start preparing for World's Strongest Man?
I've already trained, man. I got America's Strongest Man in Pittsburgh, West Virginia, about an hour or half hour from Morgantown.
Where I spent 5 months.
As a guest of the government.
That's where I spent 5 months as a guest of the government, yeah. Morgantown.
I'm gonna ask.
Morgantown, you know already, so it doesn't matter. But
dance lease. No, but we. I'm competing on there in America's Strongest Man in about 3 weeks.
That's a qualifier. So,
no, that's actual America's Strongest Man. The America's Strongest Man.
Have you won that before?
Yeah, I won it in 2007, and I didn't compete last year, so I'm looking to take my title back this year.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Well, Derek, final words. You want? I know MHP Nutrition is a big supporter of you. You want to give any plugs out there for Gerard?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the guys stand behind me because, you know, I stand behind him. You know, I think nothing else needs to be said. You know, they're my only real big sponsor, and the guy believes in me. And God willing, he'll be one of the big sponsors for World's Strongest Man one of these years.
Yeah.
After I win it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I see the MHP on all the shirts you wear at all these competitions, so that's going to be good advertising for him, too.
Yeah, well, he likes it because, you know, it's a perfect sort of mix between, you know, I'm a strength athlete, but I'm in good shape, and I think that, you know, MHP likes that. I think a lot of guys like that. You know, so it makes me a little different. You know, I'm not this big fat dude that puts up any stuff on. I'm in good shape, you know.
It made Pujanowski very, very popular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's working for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, keep us updated and let us know after America's Strongest Man. Maybe come back and give us the results.
Will do, Dave. I appreciate it. Hey, anytime, just have Jeff get a hold of me. I'm always glad to come on the show.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then fuel your workouts with the great tasting and energy enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRindustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements, the science of sports nutrition, has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com, the only supplement site you'll ever need.
German, American technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle-exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. Jet Fuel. GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGATT.com. That's TeamGATT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder.
TeamGATT.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up-to-the-minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
This is pro strawman Derek Poundstone. You're listening to Heavy Muscle Radio with Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by Progenics. Visit ProgenicsSRG.com.
All right, John, our next guest is a bodybuilding legend. We've had him here many times before. We got him back here on tonight. He's got a show coming up on July 18th. The man I'm talking about is Bill Grant.
Hey, guys. How you doing, John? Dave? Bill?
Bill.
Well, you know, same old, you know, work as usual.
Bill's on the road, you know, promoting the show.
Guys, let me tell you a little bit about Muscle Beach. I mean, we're all aware of Muscle Beach and everybody out there, your whole listening audience, and they kind of know what a big place that is, the place where Pumping Iron was built. It's taken a whole new turn for the better. A guy by the name of Joe Wheatley, he's done a great job with this thing. I'm sure everybody's seen it. I mean, he's turned this place into a real showcase. I mean, Arnold's been down there. Joe Wheatley's been down there. The city council absolutely loves this guy for what he's doing at Muscle Beach. And July 4th was no different. It was the 75th anniversary of Muscle Beach, guys.
Wow. Well, 75
and they
years.
They had the original woman who actually started Muscle Beach back in the 1940s.
Who's
She's
that?
The only one left.
Who's that?
Geez, you know, now I'm banging for this name. Now I'm telling you something. Now I can't remember her name, but this woman is the one who started it, charted it in Santa Monica. Now, as we all know, it's in Venice. But this event was really good. They gave a proclamation from the mayor to Joe Wheatley. The place was absolutely filled. The only problem we had that day was covered with the newspapers and the with the media, really with the television media, only because, you know, everybody knows Michael Jackson just passed away, and the show happened to be on the same time they were going through all these pieces with Michael Jackson, so we only got one television station down there, but we did have all the magazines and the newspaper. But it was a real great event. It was a pleasure to be there. It was really, really good. I don't know whether we all know Bernie Ernst. He used to be an old bodybuilder from the old back day. He used to have a show called Body Buddies.
Wow.
He got the Hall of Fame award that year, and it was a star-studded event. I mean, it was really good. We just had a lot of fun. But about my show.
You MC that show every year, correct?
I was doing it, but Joe does a lot of it on his own, but I like to go out and support Joe. Mm. I think he's a great guy. He's done it, like I said, he's put bodybuilding back on the map out there at Muscle Beach. It's great. There's thousands of people. He also has boxing out there. Matter of fact, I'm the ring announcer for the boxing events that they have, and the boxing events are absolutely incredible. Last boxing event he had 250 fighters out there.
Wow.
Now, you only can have 50 fighters on the card to carry the, you know, to do the show that day, but he had like 150 he had to send home.
Wow.
You know, but they're expecting now to do some bigger and better fights, be outdoors. It'll be like boxing outdoors at Venice at night, and so that should be real good. So when we talk about shows, my show is coming up on July 18th. I'm glad to be on the show, and you guys are helping me promote it. It'll be July 18th at Cedar Beach Park in Allentown, Pennsylvania, right off of Route 78. And all the people from the east here must be very familiar with Dorney Park. It's right behind Dorney Park. I would say this show kind of, it's an outdoor event. We try and emulate Muscle Beach, but the fact of the matter is there's 47 athletic events going on. It's a four-day event. They get 150,000 spectators and 10,000 athletes, and bodybuilding is one of those sports. And I'm so happy that they told me 4 years ago that they wanted me to put this show on and come in and do it. We've been doing a great job with this show, and I'm really proud of being a part of this event, the Sports Fest event. It's an NPC show, and it's a great event. I want everybody to come on out. Like I said, it's outdoors. The show's been going on for 4 years, and I think this year is going to be just as big as last year, if not bigger. And it seems like the bodybuilding shows have gotten more competitors than usual, even with this downturn in the economy.
That's what I noticed, Bill. The same thing. Every show seems to be packed lately. The USA Championships this year, according to John Lindsay, who we'll have on the show a little later, has 466 competitors, a record.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I can't understand this. I said this year is going to be a bust. I mean, we're not going to get many competitors because the finances are down. But, you know, bodybuilders, where there's a will, there's a way.
People are spending more money on themselves.
Bodybuilders are going to find a way to compete in the show. And obviously, they're finding it in big numbers, too. And that's a good sign about bodybuilding as well, that it's growing. People are still involved in bodybuilding, and it's a growing sport. And everybody's involved in bodybuilding in one way or another. If you go to a gym, like, people say, well, I don't do bodybuilding. Well, yes, you do. When you go into the gym, you're lifting weights, you're bodybuilding.
Sure.
You know, we're like little sculptures. We're taking that big piece of clay, man, we're slapping it against the wall, and of course our tools are the dumbbells and the mirrors, and we start doing that little carving thing. So I think bodybuilding is a great sport. After 48 years, I'm still going strong, guys, and it's such a pleasure for you guys to actually promote the show for me. I'm really happy, and you guys have a great radio show, by the way, and you're putting the word out there with bodybuilding, and I like what you guys are doing, so you should just keep on doing what you're doing. You're bringing on more and more fans for bodybuilding. You guys are rocking, man.
It's a great endorsement, John, right?
Yeah, it is a great endorsement.
Yeah, you guys are doing real good, man. I like what you do, man. This is good. This is what bodybuilding needs. Your own radio shows, your own magazines. Hey, nobody else will promote us. A lot of times we can promote ourselves, and everybody sits back and says, you know what? I kind of like this sport. I ought to go check this out.
You're right.
And at Muscle Beach, I mean, it's all free. And by the way, my show is free. It's free to the audience. There is no admission fee. You just pull on up, park your car, and come on over to the event and sit down, sit back, relax, and enjoy all the excitement and the fireworks.
You know, I covered the first Muscle Beach, or like, it was about 4 years ago was the first one for Joe.
Right, Beach. I remember you being out there. I think I was the MC of the show.
Yeah, you sure were. And
yes.
You know, that was the thing. That was the thing that really, you know, it was a great coverage too. I mean, the people loved it, and for, you know, some reason I couldn't get the okay to do it again the next year, but. That's what I noticed. It was free, and I kept asking people around, how does Joe do this? How do you manage to cover all the costs of a show? And he even had a freaking F-16 fighter jet strafe the beach when he had the you know, the show on, to start the show off. How do you cover the costs?
Well, you cover the costs, John, and a lot of people really were wondering how we cover the costs, because mine is the same way. We get sponsors, you know, to put their banners up. We give them promotion. They pay for the sponsorship, and this is how we cover all the costs. Some people couldn't figure that one out. You know, like, oh, geez, how are you going to make money at Muscle Beach? Well, you put up all those banners, and everybody pays you $500, $1,000, all depending on, you know, what level of sponsorship they want to have, and it actually does cover the cost. And the publicity, as you could see at Muscle Beach, is fantastic, and we'd love to have you guys come back out there again. I'm sure Joe would like to have you back out there again. As a matter of fact, I told him about your show today, and I hope he's listening. So, Joe, if you are listening, man, hey, give RX Muscle and, you know, guys a chance to come out and photograph your show. You get great publicity on the show, and maybe they'll put you on the show. Matter of fact, Labor Day is going to be another show, and I'm going to be out there as well. Maybe on Labor Day they'll put you out on the show, you know, a week before, Joe. So if you're listening, yeah. Make contact with John and Dave, and
sure.
Guys sit down and chat, and, yeah, let them come out and cover the show. They'll give you some great coverage. Like I said, these guys are rocking, man. They're out there. Yeah. They've got millions and millions of fans out there checking them out. They just love them on this radio show.
Stop
and I'm
feeding
telling
us.
You guys, just keep up the good work, man.
Stop pumping us up for a minute. I want to pump you up a minute, because there's something that you're missing here. You're offering this free to the public. Granted, you got sponsors covering the costs, but all shows have that. So you're basically deferring any money that you would have made from selling tickets that would have gone in your pocket just for the I guess, for the fans, basically.
Well, yeah, but the venue we have is virtually free.
Oh, I see.
See, Joe doesn't pay for the venue as well. The city gives the venue. The venue has been there, and you've seen the makeup of how it is. And John, you've been there. You've seen the stage.
I've been there too.
And stuff that they built. They built this place for somebody to showcase it. From my understanding, Arnold had something to do with them getting the money to actually build this whole arena and fix it up the way it's done. And you know, bodybuilding.com actually redid the weight pin area. They actually donated the money for the weight pin area. So bodybuilding.com is really big in on bodybuilding, and they're big on Muscle Beach, and they really want to see this place go, and it's starting to fly, guys. It's really promoting bodybuilding. They have people coming from all over the world that can actually compete in this. And this year they had a C-17 flyover, you know, one of those big cargo planes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible, man. And it's, and matter of fact, I've got some people, I've had some interest from some people coming from Europe to come into my show as well. So, listen, only thing we got to do, guys, is keep promoting and pumping bodybuilding, and everybody's really going to get the message real soon.
Bill.
And these shows are getting bigger and better, and that's the way it is. And you guys are doing a great job, and I want to thank you guys for having me on your radio show to promote my show as well.
Well, Bill, let me talk about your show for a minute. How many years, number one, have you been running the show, and who's guest posing this year?
This is the fourth year. We're not going to have any guest poses this year, but this is the fourth year. Next year is going to be our fifth anniversary, so we will have some more guest poses next year.
Why don't you guest pose this year?
Good question. I'm in great shape.
I know.
I've been debating it, so I still have another 5-6 days to debate whether I'm going to continue debating whether I wanted to do that or not.
You should get up there, Bill.
Flex those biceps, though, guys.
People would pay money for that. I bet I'd send a camera crew there just to get you on stage, I think.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know, but sometimes it's always nice to have that little mystery. Well, how good does he look under those clothes? His pipes look good, but is everything else good? Well, I show the abs, they look good, but
everything else
looks good. So, you know, sometimes it's better to have just a little bit of mystery, always wondering, you know, what if?
Bill, you're 60 years old. What do you got to prove? Go out there and hit some shots, man.
Oh, you missed it. I'm 62.
62? You gotta add two more wow. years. Holy mackerel. How old's Arnold?
I even have 9 grandkids as well.
You have 9 grandkids?
Yes, I do. And I have a 16-year-old.
Wow.
So I'm still cranking at 62. So all you guys out there around my age, a little bit less, thinking, you know, that old age thing, you're 40, it's all over. No, brother. Hey, at 40, you're just starting. You're just a baby.
Right, you're right.
So you're a baby at 40, so don't let anybody put that stuff in your head that you can't work out. You're 40, it's all over. Your testosterone's gone. Your strength's gone. Hey, man, get in that gym. Keep pumping. You're still going. You're still a baby. You're still growing.
Bill, you know, I think you should, you know, bust out there. Those guns hanging out of your shirt sleeves are definitely impressive. But, you know, you're getting off easy here. We wanted to get, you know, some Arnold stories from you from back in the day. Because I know I was out there. I know you hung out with Arnold. You were there, you know, back when I was just a wide-eyed kid, you know, came out from New York to Muscle Beach. And there was Bill Grant and Arnold and Franco and all those guys. You got to give us at least one good Arnold story.
All right. Well, I'll give you one good story. Let's put it this way. One day in the gym, there was a little altercation. Some guys, Kent Keene and Bob Birdsong, kind of got suspended from the IFBB, and a person kind of like that Arnold knew, you know, had ratted him out on some stuff, Franco Colombo, and it was really funny that day in the gym.
What did they do?
Laugher. Franco came into the gym, and Waller approached him and he told Bob and Kent, he says, I'll take care of that suspension for you. So Franco walks into the gym, and they start going at it a little and a little bit more. And then you could hear Waller say, okay, you're tough. Yeah, let's go outside. He says, I'll rip your head off and spit in the hole. And so Franco happens to look over. We're over there. The gym is silent, and we're all standing there, and Arnold's watching, and Franco's looking over to Arnold for some help. Just puts his head down like, I think in his mind he's saying, Franco, you're on your own, dude, man. Don't ask me for any help, man. You got yourself in this trouble with Waller, not me. And everybody knows Waller was a pretty bad guy, and so nobody wanted to go head to head with Waller, especially when he was on a diet. But absolutely incredible, honest. But I don't know whether you guys know the story about Arnold having a conversation with Jerry Branum. I think I've told this story before.
Tell it again. I don't remember.
And it's a great story. I mean, before I told it before, I asked Jerry Branum. I said, Jerry, before I tell this story, you got to tell me whether this is really true or not. I don't want Arnold coming after me because I don't want to say things that aren't true. But one day, he and Jerry were walking down Ventura Boulevard. This was back in about 1969. And so Arnold says, Jerry, he says, you know who Steve Reeves is? And everybody, of course, knew who Steve Reeves is. And he says, well, one day they'll be talking about me in the same light as Steve Reeves. And Jerry said he just looked at him and said, hey, okay, right. But then he said, Jerry, you want to know the most fantastic thing in the world? I'm going to be the biggest star in Hollywood. Now, remember, guys, this was in 1969. So Jerry said he looked at him and he says, yeah, right. You're a bodybuilder. The name's Schwarzenegger. You can't even speak English. And it's like, whoa, man, today Jerry and I still talk about this story. So what is it? Arnold became the best bodybuilder in the world, and of course they talk a lot about him. He did become the biggest movie star, and guess what? He's even the governor. Yeah. I mean, how much better can that be? I mean, do you wonder, did Arnold have a crystal ball somewhere? So that was that little thing sitting on his countertop when I used to go to his apartment. A crystal ball. Stop, don't touch it. Ah, he had his future told. That's what it was.
That, it sounds almost like it, right? Now,
Arnold was just fantastic, man. I mean, but he had to see the way he drove. And I've got some stories from other people. He had a BMW. And so we were driving on a Santa Monica freeway, man. I said, you know, Arnold's like really moving in and out of cars. I said, Arnold, you know, we're not on the Indy 500. Like, slow down, man. You know, but in Europe and in Germany on the Autobahn, I mean, people drive as fast as you can go. I mean, there's no speed limit.
Right.
But Arnold could really wheel a car, man. I mean, this guy was just a mad driver, man. He was just a fun guy to be around. And one day I remember, here's another little story. One day I had to go to work and had a meeting, and I had my three young kids who were, you know, we were living in L.A. at the time. So I brought them down to the gym, but I had no time to get back home again to take them home because I had a meeting at the airport. So I'm looking around the gym, and I said, three kids, oh, man, I can't take them to the airport. So I look at Arnold, I said, Arnold, oh, my wife's going to kill me, man, for doing this. I said, Arnold, can you watch my three kids? Can you imagine you asking a bodybuilder to watch your three kids, little kids, man? I said, oh, man, if anything happens to these kids, I'm going to get murdered. So Arnold took the kids. I went to the meeting, of course, and it was a couple hours, and I come back, and I'm saying, I wonder if my kids are even still alive. Man, but I get back and my kid's like, wow, Arnold was great. He took us to McDonald's for ice cream and hamburgers. He played with us on the beach. To this day, that's my kids always talk about that. They'll never forget that. Arnold was so good with them. Wow. It was unbelievable. So when people question the fact that, you know, does Arnold really like kids? Does he just use that to prop himself up? No, Arnold really loves kids. I mean, he just took care of my kids like they were his own, and they just said he was such a great guy doing that. So Arnold does have a soft spot for kids. He may not show it sometimes that he has a soft spot, but he does. And Arnold's really a great person. I've had a lot of times to be around him, and he shows that too. But he's done great. I mean, he's done great with the bodybuilding, with pumping iron. I mean, after pumping iron, we all know what happened. Everything just took off. And sure. I think he's been one of the best spokesmen in the sport for, you know, forever. I mean, he's just done real well, and he's been good to me. And, oh, here is another big story. And this is something I'll never forget. You know, 1974, you know, I won the Mr. World.
Right.
Well, I get to New York, and I used to, I'll tell the story in order. I used to train at Mid-City Gym in, you know, Manhattan. Yeah. Everybody knows about Mid-City when it was on 42nd Street.
Down in that basement.
Well, I was like 15 at the time, and, you know, of course, I couldn't finish paying my membership. I probably owed Tom Minichiello about $20, $15, $20. So I get to the event at Madison Square Garden, and Tom says, come here, Bill. And so he talks to me. He says, oh, by the way, Bill, you're not going to be competing tonight. And I says, what? What are you, crazy? He says, no, you're not competing. I said, wow, what the hell am I going to do? So I go over and I tell Arnold, and I said, Arnold, listen, Tom says, I'm not going to be able to compete tonight. What's going to happen here? Arnold walked me over. We went over, and he asked Tom, he says, I understand Bill's not competing tonight. And he says, that's right. And Arnold told him, and I believe me, my career and my life could have been entirely different. He says, well, let's put it this way. If Bill doesn't compete, nobody's going to compete. Can you imagine? I mean, that was just incredible. I mean, I owe Arnold my whole career almost. I mean,
Holy shit.
He took my back and he told him, nobody's competing if Bill doesn't compete.
Arnold had that much clout over the other athletes, huh?
Yeah, well, and he was a team player. I mean, it's all or nothing. We all do it together or nobody does it.
Wow.
And I absolutely owe a debt of gratitude to Arnold for actually doing that. That was really a great job. But that night, after I competed, I won, let's see, best back, best chest, best abs, best arms, and most muscular first.
Holy mackerel.
Well, I knew what Tom Minocello's ploy was. He had a guy at the gym named Franklin Green who worked for him, and Franklin Green was competing in the show. Of course, he wanted Franklin Green to win so it would help promote Mid-City. But the tables were turned on him, man. You know,
Arnold.
Like Kenny Rogers, Arnold came over. You got no one to hold him and no one to fold him, Tom. And you know what? You better fold him now, baby.
and this was, so this was over great. The fact that he owed you. This was over the fact that you owed him $20.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the way he was, man. He did the same thing to Jerry Brainerd when he was a teenager. The guy was really trifling, man. It was like, you know, we're only teenagers, man. Come on, give me a break. And you're gonna harbor that resentment, man, for like 20 years and then slam me? Come on, dude. Relax.
But, how old was Arnold at the time?
Really, I really owe Arnold a debt of gratitude for what he did that night. And Arnold's really been a true friend and he's done a lot for the sport, and he does a lot of things that people don't even know about. You know, so it's been great. And the 70s were a great year. And like I always said, if I had a time machine, I'd put everybody in it so they could come back to the 70s and just check out what it was like, man.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it was great. It was always like a fog over Venice Beach, by the way, in the 70s. It's, fog coming. It's just over Venice Beach. That was like a cloud, man. You know what I mean. But it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of parties there. And we hung out together. We did everything together. We had a lot of camaraderie back then. And it was just fun. Arnold had parties at his house. I had parties. We had a lot of house parties back then, but we all stuck together, and it was great. We had fun, and Joe was good to everybody, regardless of what people might think about Joe. Joe was a good person himself as well, and you know, he took care of us when we needed help, and that was just the way it was.
Bill, these stories are awesome. We could probably talk all day about it, but we're running out of time a little bit here. Do you have a website for the show if people want to, you know?
Yes, I do. They can contact me at billgrant.net. That's www.billgrant.net. Click on the icon up on the right-hand corner. It says Bill Grant Bodybuilding and Figure Classic. It'll take you right to the page with the contest on, with all the information you might need, with times, dates, the whole nine yards is right there. So if you just come to the site, you can find that, and you can find a lot more on the site as well.
That's the,
I have like 250, 300 pictures are on the site from back in the day that you can enjoy. It's a 52-page website. I have videos on the site. So come on in and enjoy the site, and email me and tell me what you think.
All
you
right,
can also contact me on Facebook as well. I have a lot of information on that site too. With, you know, if you go to Bill Grant on Facebook, you'll see all the information about the show as well.
That's awesome. So that's the NPC Bill Grant Classic. That's this coming Saturday, July 18th.
July.
All tickets are free to the public. So guys, make sure you go out there and support Bill, and you'll get to see a free bodybuilding show.
That's it, guys. And I want to thank you guys, you and John, for having me on the show and supporting me with what I'm doing and supporting the whole bodybuilding community. Like I said to you guys, I'll tell everybody else, you guys have done a great job out here in the bodybuilding community. I want you guys to keep doing what you're doing. You're spreading the word about bodybuilding, health, and fitness, and that's what we need. And you guys are the guys to do it.
Thanks, Bill. All right, John, I want to thank our guest tonight, John Lindsay, Bill Grant, and of course, Big Derek Poundstone, for stopping by. Until next week, remember, with Heavy Muscle Radio,
the truth hurts.
Heavy Muscle Radio is a presentation of RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Tune in next week at the same time for another round with Dave Palumbo and John Romano, only on Heavy Muscle Radio.